Again, we're getting into some sci-fi implications here, but here are some examples. Things like virtual focus groups. Instead of having to go through all the work of gathering a focus group, you can get a focus group of AI-generated avatars. They can be programmed with all the same diverse personalities and preferences and attitudes as your existing demographics or your customer base. And maybe this would lead to more ethical consumerism. Let's go an optimistic route here. Hopefully, we as marketing companies can create these digital or virtual environments, prioritizing ethical considerations and ethics within that digital or virtual society, and prioritizing what the right and correct way to go about marketing to people is, especially in a digital landscape. In the future, where we've talked about some crazy things like data privacy pertaining to your thoughts or incredible sci-fi concepts like that. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are going to continue our marketing futurism series with part 5. And today we're going to talk all about the advanced analytics and predictive marketing capabilities that AI could have in the future of marketing. We'll touch on a few different concepts or topics within this overarching category or concept. One will be predictive trend spotting with AI, things like using AI algorithms to analyze huge data sets, particularly in an effort to identify patterns that could indicate emerging trends, obviously. Interests that your consumers or your ICP have, online behaviors, shifts in the marketplace, all of these things. We'll also touch on creating synthetic populations for market research. We talk a lot about AI agents and AI personhood and creating economies of AI entities or agents. Well, those economies or populations of agents could also be used for market research, potentially. If you were to create a simulation that mirrors a real-world demographic or the behaviors and conditions of the real world, then you can conduct research and test strategies without limitations, costs, risks to your business, potential ethical concerns associated with real human subjects, although there we do get into some pretty dicey sci-fi philosophical debates about AI sentience and all that. But we're talking about the far future of marketing here, so that's likely to continue happening in these marketing futurism episodes. Lastly, we'll wrap up with probably the biggest mind blower, and that's quantum AI marketing solutions. And these are marketing solutions enhanced by the power of quantum computing. If anybody doesn't know what that means, essentially quantum computing is the concept that we can fit incredibly small processors and chips or hardware at incredibly small sizes that allows for the storage and operation of huge amounts of data and compute power. You can think of it almost like microscopic computing, basically. Okay, so let's get started with some predictive trend spotting in the future of AI. So by leveraging machine learning and natural language and real-time AI analysis, we just talked about the real-time API from OpenAI, you're going to be able to adapt your strategies and hopefully gain a competitive edge over the competition and the market in general. So like, for example, how about a new level of social media sentiment analysis that's going to go well beyond just tracking keywords like unhappy or bad service or don't go to this place, things like that. Instead, it goes into detecting much more subtle shifts in language and slang across thousands, if not millions, of social interactions across multiple demographics, multiple platforms, and hopefully predicting trends that are going to keep you well ahead of your competition by alerting you to them before they explode in popularity across the internet or the marketplace. Let's look at like a potential what-if scenario of this example. Like, what if this predictive AI leads to a crazy like homogenization of culture and trends? Everything heads towards the middle or the same point, heads towards the same look and feel. And the AI diminishes the diversity of all the trends and cultural aspects of society. I think this is one thing that a lot of people probably believe that the AI would do or could do and remove some of the human nature from culture. This would definitely be a potential negative impact, obviously, on cultural diversity and certainly raises questions about how we as marketers and brands should be using this technology. I think that's going to be another core concept or thing we talk about in marketing futurism episodes is the responsibility that corporations, of course, are going to have, but also us personally as marketers. I think we should definitely work to preserve the aspects of different cultures and demographics that make them special and unique and makes them feel identified. That's a big part of marketing as well. Okay, so moving on. How about creating synthetic populations for market research? Again, we're getting into some sci-fi implications here, but here are some examples. Things like virtual focus groups. Instead of having to go through all the work of gathering a focus group, you can get a focus group of AI-generated avatars. They can be programmed with all the same diverse personalities and preferences and attitudes as your existing demographics or your customer base. And maybe this would lead to more ethical consumerism. Let's go an optimistic route here. Hopefully, we as marketing companies can create these digital or virtual environments, prioritizing ethical considerations and ethics within that digital or virtual society, and prioritizing what the right and correct way to go about marketing to people is, especially in a digital landscape in the future, where we've talked about some crazy things like data privacy pertaining to your thoughts or incredible sci-fi concepts like that. Obviously, privacy is going to be a huge deal. But maybe this would and it should give brands and marketers more freedom to try what they believe, take a risk in this virtual environment. And hopefully we'll be surprised at the outcomes. I think deep down, we all want to be good consumers and good people, right? Then you can go right to the other side of the coin as far as setting up your synthetic population to prefer ethical marketing. What if you manipulated the synthetic population to justify unethical marketing practices? So company, I don't know, imagine like a tobacco company back in the day who had access to this type of research, if they had access to this type of AI. I mean, they were able to purchase research and data from real doctors then, real human doctors. I can only imagine what they would be able to do or what they would try to do with a virtual set of doctors. So here you have the ability for companies to potentially use bias or, again, manipulate the synthetic data to favor what they believe and to profit their own businesses over the well-being of consumers and society as a whole. And again, we touch on a lot of corporate responsibility here, the responsibility of us as marketers. Always, always, always emphasize transparency and ethical guidelines. It's only going to get more important in the future. Okay, and the last thing I wanted to talk about in our marketing futurism thought exercise today is the effect that quantum computing might have on marketing. We're going to talk about some quantum AI marketing solutions. So again, quantum computing is the practice or effort of drastically reducing the size and significantly increasing the compute power of our processors and our chips. And this would enable AI algorithms, obviously, to radically improve their problem solving and analysis skills. We've talked about it on the show a lot, but basically we're in a point where we're only limited by the scale and compute power that we're able to provide to these models, which are already so incredible. So when we talk about quantum computing with AI, I think we're definitely talking about a world in which artificial superintelligence exists. And who knows if we're going to reach ASI superintelligence without quantum computing. But I think if we do achieve quantum computing, then it's absolutely a done deal. Game over. Artificial superintelligence arrives shortly after that. And I think the primary thing this affects is the insane hyper-personalization of the marketing efforts that we see. And we've talked about hyper-personalization that would be enabled by these marketing futurism technologies. And we talk about it a lot. And I think it'd probably be one of the biggest applications of these technologies, that real-time hyper-personalization of the world around you. But then you can talk about other concepts like consumer privacy. How does quantum computing affect, or at least help, consumer privacy? We can get into some pretty crazy quantum cryptographic encryptions. Quantum encryption, for instance, which would essentially lock down consumer data beyond any access to any bad actors. And here's an interesting what if for the quantum computing aspect. What if the AI marketers or us marketers out there, knowingly or not, what if we were to like manipulate or affect consumer behavior subconsciously? If we have the ability to tap into the true data from a human's brain directly in the case of like bio signals, which we've talked about, but even if it's indirectly and the AI has an ability to predict human behavior insanely well without those bio signals, I don't think it's very hard to imagine that we could subtly influence our decisions, or that the AI could subtly influence our decisions subconsciously. I'm pretty sure we're all aware that advertising and marketing is trying to do that today and succeeds very well in some cases. So if a quantum AI marketer knows the way we think, I think we are definitely at risk of being manipulated. And that just goes right into every other ethical question and concern and sci-fi question and concern about AI, quantum computing, artificial superintelligence, and this future that we are talking about in this marketing futurism series. But we'll just keep dealing with the marketing side of things and leave the philosophical questions for the philosophers. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.